Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Abraham Lincoln is typically associated with emancipation during the Civil War. But as Jason Silverman, professor of history at Winthrop University, will remind us, President Lincoln was also a major advocate for the rights of immigrants.
Think about Abraham Lincoln, and chances are you think about the Emancipation Proclamation, the Gettysburg Address, or perhaps Ford's Theater. But in all likelihood, you don't think about his relationship with immigrants. Over 16,000 books and articles have been written on Lincoln, and not one of them examines his philosophy on immigrants and immigration. And yet my research will clearly demonstrate that Lincoln spoke about the need for immigrant labor long before he made his more famous remarks about slavery. Indeed, he spent more time pondering and delivered more economic speeches about the place of immigrants in America than he ever did about the institution of slavery. This year is the 150th anniversary of Lincoln's signature piece of immigration legislation. Called the Act to Encourage Immigration, the bill was signed into law appropriately on July 4, 1864. It was the first comprehensive federal immigration law in American history. This law established the first U.S. Immigration Bureau, whose primary function was to increase immigration so that American industries would have an adequate supply of workers to meet production needs during the Civil War. "I regard our immigrants as one of the principal replenishing streams," Lincoln told Congress in 1863, "who are appointed by Providence to repair the ravages of internal war and its wastes of national strength and health." Although he didn't live long enough to see the Industrial Revolution in the latter part of the 19th century and the role that immigrants played in it, Lincoln foresaw a modern American multicultural workforce and welcomed immigrants to American shores long before Emma Lazarus's famous words adorned the Statue of Liberty.
That was Jason Silverman of Winthrop University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.
Abraham Lincoln was the